Well, good morning, good morning. We are so delighted that you did not deem it robbery to join us this morning. And we celebrate this day under the Jeremiah 29 and 11. You read that verse and just realize that the love our Father has for us, it's phenomenal. And I'm going to open this call up in prayer so we can move forward and get that rich word that's going to come. Good morning, Father God. We thank you this morning. We thank you that you thought of us when we read that passage in Jeremiah 29 and 11. We so appreciate your love for us, Father, as a parent, and we just truly want to let you know that each and every day that you give us on top of this ground, we will make you very proud of us. Father God, we ask you to cover all the prayer requests, all the praise reports, all the needs that are on this call, some that will follow, Father. You know them before we even thought of them or they even entered our lives. Father, we ask that you cover Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa as they continue to grow this group. We ask that you also cover the word that's going to come forth out of the minister that is going to share such a rich word from her heart, Father God. We ask you that you guide our steps and our thoughts this day, that you continue to keep us in peace and realize that the evil one is always allow us to put the word out to the evil one that might cause any distraction, that he get up under our foot, Father. Thank you so much for this day. We appreciate everything that you do. We do not take it for granted. In our son's, in our brother's name, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. I'm excited to turn the call over now to our host this morning, and thank you very much for allowing me to greet.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Bonita, for greeting the people of God so beautifully. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa, and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patson and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And we're just so excited for our first-time visitors here on the line. Well, you're not visitors, because I'm sure if I were to see you, you'd look just like family. So you're always welcome here on the Master's Call. And we meet every Monday through Friday morning, even during the holidays, on the holidays, every Monday through Friday morning, according to your time zone. And for me, it is from 7:50 to 8:30 a.m. Well, we're just so excited to be chosen this day here at the Master's Call. It's all about the Savior, our Lord Jesus, Savior Jesus Christ. And we have a scriptural verse for which we stand, and that can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The Lord always blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme for each and every year. So our theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations are being fulfilled and seen. We have a website, and the website is where all the messages are archived from the inception of this call, which is in October 2010. I can't believe we're going to be 8 years old, 8 years young. You can have all the messages archived there, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as you heard Minister Bonita so beautifully do, or as a host, which is what I'm doing now, or if the Lord has put a word on your heart that you just want to share with the people of God, you can send that information to us, your desire to do that to us at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or our wonderful Red General, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get in contact with you. In addition to that, we are a place of prayer, and that's just what we're all about. Now, if you have a prayer request any day of the week, any time, you can send your prayer request to us at info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And you can believe that we will be praying for you. On Fridays, however, we hold the call over just a little bit longer so that we can get your prayer requests and your praise reports live. So remember, tomorrow is Friday, and if you have a prayer request or a praise report, be sure to stay tuned a little bit longer for that. Now, this phenomenal company, which was once called Artists International and is now Artist Life, was founded over 26 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. And if you want to hear more about this company, you can get with the person who told you about this call, because they will have more information about Artist Life as well. The new morning motivational call, which is held immediately following this call every Monday through Friday, and that there's a team of great leaders with a lot of information that's going to benefit you when it comes to running your business. That call is the Business with Artist Life, and that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 294-617-pound. And today is Testimonial Thursday. Now, you're going to want to get ready because there is a conference coming up, and that is the Artist Regional Event in Cincinnati, Ohio, which will be held from October 5th through the 7th. The conference tickets are only $39, and you will fly into the Cincinnati Airport. It's going to be hosted at the Radisson Hotel in Cincinnati in Covington, Kentucky. And you will have more information about that. Right now, the rooms for Friday and Saturday are $119, and on Sunday, it's $139. And you will have until October 3rd to cancel your reservation without any penalty. And that the price that I just gave you does not include tax. Well, so much for all of the announcements. I want to move right on over to giving you information about our speaker, who will bring the word of God to you this morning. And her name is none other. She is, first of all, absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call. She is the sister who brings so many people to this call. She is certainly out there evangelizing for the Master's Call and for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She is none other than Minister Cynthia Cox, the Honorable Cynthia Cox, who entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. In 2008, Minister Cynthia was elected to the 79th AD Female District as a female district leader and has held her position for well over 7 years. Minister Cynthia served as the DC 37 union member and a board member at a number of charities and business groups. As an active NAACP Bronx branch member and a New York State chaplain, Minister Cynthia focuses on advocating for families within the 79th District on issues of social services and economic needs, with her goal of implementing self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy position, Minister Cynthia sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur. Minister Cynthia holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the NYPD Citizens Police. The Honorable Minister Cynthia is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship business. And I can tell you, as a result of this, from being in New York City with Minister Cynthia and spending a little bit of time with her, knowing how she rolls around New York, I can say that my directional sister is determined, she will persevere, and she has resiliency. So I would like to introduce to some and present to others none other than our very own minister, my directional sister, Cynthia Cox. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, love. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you, Minister Willard, for that awesome, awesome introduction. I tell you, I smile every time when I say, it's all of God, not me, and I just follow his direction. Like when you come to New York, I certainly will make sure you get to see Mother Oliver. Thank you, Mother Oliver, and I certainly pray for my brother, my sister-in-law. And the newcomer came on, so we are so grateful this morning, and I want to thank Minister Bonita, for that tag this morning, 29 and left. I know the plans I have for you. Amen. That powerful prayer. So, I just want to say thank you, because there's nothing like this call. I tell you, you cannot miss it. In the morning, if you miss this call, you miss a lot. So I get to give God the praise. And more importantly, praise God for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robert Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, for their vision and their leadership for this master's call for almost 8 years. So we have been hanging out here for a while. So I used to just listen, and I never thought that I would be in this position. But, God said, he sets everything in place. So you just keep listening. And one of you guys will be on this call doing the same thing. They will mentor you and push you right out the nest, as Minister Willis says. But we want to say thank you for the DS De Leon family for bringing us all together and sharing this opportunity to honor life with us. So we are so grateful this morning. And also I have to thank Mother Joseph for bringing Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone to be with us also. So I just want to say I want to share with you this morning how to secure your fellowship with God. Amen. How do you secure your fellowship with God? Think about it. It's a thought. And I thought about it over and over again. So sometimes when you get in a ministry, you got to think about what's happening today, what's going on with us right now. So let us pray. Lord, 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 I praise you today for all you have done for me. You have brought and helped hope, healing, love to all of us. Help us to proclaim your goodness and share the amazing way you have come through us. In Jesus' name we pray. So I'm saying I've come to you a few minutes here to say how to secure your fellowship with God, reading from Psalms 15, 1 through 5, but I'm going to just do a little bit of it because we can get our Bibles and read it another time. Let me just say, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle, who shall dwell in thy holy hills. Second said, he that walked upright by the work of the righteous and speak with the truth in his heart. Amen. He that backbite not with the tongue, nor does evil do his neighbors, nor take up a reproach against his neighbors. And whose eyes is a veil person contempt, but the honor him that fear the Lord. He that swears to his own hurt, change not. He that put not out his money to users, nor take rewards against his innocent. He that does it, these things shall never be moved. Amen? Amen. A few minutes. How to secure your fellowship with God. Nearly every society around the world accessed important people is restricted closely, guarded, like the governor, leaders, kings, prime ministers, presidents, governors, live in a mansion that close to a public and careless place to protect them. In case every time we go to any event and the governor, they have to get your name, your life pretty much, before you could enter into the gates, into any presence there, because they call me as a district leader. I'd be called and everything. I have to email them back to let them know, pretty much who I am and everything. So this is how you secure yourself with that public world, but so how do you secure yourself with God? So, God is we don't need to protect him for him because he needs us. We need him more than ever. And we secure ourselves around the leaders where they go only to try to scrutinize, and, they really scrutinize you because, sometimes people come to harm our public figures and our prime ministers and governors. So they have to be very, very careful with that. So, but when God, he has an open door policy, that God, the universe, however, that open door policy, because of the shed, the blood of Jesus Christ, as we believe that we freely approach God's holy throne. He not only invites us, but also encourages us to come boldly before the throne. You know, we come boldly. So we have to understand that we don't have to be afraid for God. God needs us. We need God. He don't need us. We need him. Because when things happen to you, you say, oh, God, not oh, Cynthia, oh, James, oh, God. And in Hebrews 4:16 says, he let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in time of need. Amen, amen. So the Lord wants a personal involvement with each of us, our lives. And he yearns for us to live a closest communion with him. Surely the Lord's heart is pained when they do not deserve the same close relationship with him. We neglect and acknowledge his presence in our lives as we doing right now. God is just grateful, shameful. He's all of that. And I thank God because in the morning, this starts our day. And when you don't start your day off with God, trust me, I passed that test and I got a PhD in that. I would not be so in a hurry to do something when I don't take the time. I pray, but coming on this call seemed like it solidified, and it just makes me I feel real good about it because this morning I do have to go to a homegoing service. But I said, let me stop and do what I have to do. I can say, oh, Dr. Pete, hey, or Dr. Vanessa, I can't. No, I have to start with doing this. The Ark of Covenant represents the God present among our people of Israel. The mercy, the seat, the Ark was precise as part where God's presence dwelled. Isaiah 25 and 22. And with this, in close relationship with him, the song is struck that the information, some commentary think it was that Jews, as they journey to Jerusalem, up to the mountain to the Lord, offer a sacrifice and worship at the tabernacle. This is how you secure your fellowship with God, seeking the Lord. Seek to enter his sanctuary. Seek to dwell in his presence. Amen. That's what we have to do. That's how you secure yourself with fellowship with God. If you seek the Lord, his doors are never closed. He has an open door policy. So that's why sometimes we have certain things that we have, the doors are closed, but you have the open door policy with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Who can enter the Lord's sanctuary? Who can dwell in his holy presence there? This is what David said. That's a simple question that he had. There are not empty words spoken in praise of the Lord, but rather sincere as in this special purpose. David did not. He deeply experienced God. He wanted a closer walk with the Lord. And picture that. If we have this closer walk with God, nothing, you'll be protected. Sometimes people that sit there seem like things around you don't even see it. I said, you know, I'm like I tell them, I'm anointed, so I don't have to be worried about that. You know, everybody else, you know, in some neighborhoods, you are very fearful. But, you know, I walk with God, so I go, and I don't have fear because so many things can happen around here in New York. New York, things are always happening. But it seems like it happened after midnight. That's why I say you should be in your bed because things are happening. So, you know, what they said, the devil roaming across all throughout the world. So at that time, you should be resting. But some of us don't get to bed in time. So I thank God every day, and I thank him for all that he has done for me. And I picture standing on the palace of the balcony, gazing at the mountain, Mount Zion, to the tabernacle where the priests served the Lord. Every day you lived and worked at the holy atmosphere. David yearned to know the joyful and joyful spirit that he had with the Lord, seeking to enter his sanctuary. Lord Jesus, I just say I can't thank him enough. The tabernacle of the sanctuary was centered as Jews' worship. It represented God present among the people on a broader scale. However, the priests only were allowed to come to the Lord's house, so even David was the king. He was not even privileged at the right entrance. He failed to understand the significance of God's commandment. Regardless of the tabernacle and the arch of the covenant, which set the holiness. And that's why I said to do, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, and that we may obtain mercy and find the grace to help us in a time of need. Only we understand we need the Lord every day, not sometime, all the time. Only high priest we could pass through the veil unto the place. But we understand that how God works. If we only take the time to be in his presence, seeking to dwell in his presence. And, you know, I think that you can stretch your wings, symbols that protect the God holiness of a high priest, step into the home of the holiness with the trace of uncleanness. He immediately struck the dead and Holy Spirit of the Lord. For the present, he first had to go through a detail. It's like we have to go through, when we go into in the sea, in the government issue, you have to go through detectives like to go through the airport because they want to know if you have anything that to hum our elected officials or the governor, the president, all of those. But you got to understand that we here at this time in our lives, we have to be more careful. We have to understand what God will protect you. And when I'm reading here that David did not want to merely visit the Lord present, he did the Jews and the pyramid, that the annual trick of the tabernacle, he wanted to dwell and abide and glorify God. Yes, as a priest and who has served him. We want to understand that there is a God. He sits high. He looks low. He loves all of us. We have to seek him every day. David recognized that no right to a palace of God present. He had desired a life of interrupted fellowship with God, as life that he has allowed him to experience a fullness of God's joy, mercy, protection, and provision. How to secure your fellowship with God? I said, we want to leave you with this thought. We should all ask ourselves a question. David desired by desire. Do I long to live in the presence of the Lord daily, to walk uninterrupted, unbroken, and fellowship with him? Do we? He gave us life on the cross. He purchased it for us. Looking at John 17:13 says, we need only to read through this a few songs to understand David, his presence and God and protecting us, the shelter, protect everything. We have to understand, in closing, how to secure your fellowship with God. Back to you, Minister Willis.
Thank you so much, Minister Smith, for the powerful word, and I will call you back at the end for the benediction after I pray over the prayer request and our announcements. But because I'm driving, I am going to have to give I'm at a stoplight, the playback information. So to hear the playback of this powerful message, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957677 pound. Again, 712-432-1085, the pin code is 957677 pound. And the new morning motivational call is immediately following this call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The pin code is 294617 pound. And remember, there is a conference going on And that conference is going to be held October 5th through the 7th in Cincinnati, Ohio. You can register for the conference for the Radisson Hotel in Cincinnati. And the conference tickets are $39. And the hotel is $119 Friday and Saturday. And Sunday is $139. That does not include the tax. You have until October 3rd to cancel. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. We're just so grateful for this day. We thank you so much, oh God, for the powerful message that your dear daughter, Cynthia, brought to us. Oh God, we ask that you continue to touch her hands, continue to bless her indeed, be that lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path, keep and guide her in all her ways. Father, we lift up our prayer, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, the D.A.'s de Leon family. Oh God, you gave them the mandate to do what they're doing at Artist Life as well as here on the Master's Call. We ask, oh God, that you continue to bless them. We lift up each and every family member. Father, we lift up Mother Oliver. We lift up Mother Josie. We lift up each and every person, new and new person who has joined us here on this call, as well as those who have been on this call from the inception. We lift up the prayer partners, Lord. Oh, God, and we just ask that if there's a need financially, that you bless their need, because you said that you will provide for all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, for those who are have feeling illness and sickness in their body, we bind that in the name of Jesus, because you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. And Father, we call it done. Father, we lift up our family members and our brothers and sisters who are experiencing any kind of bereavement right now. Father, we continue to lift up Minister Kai's family for the homegoing of her father's wife, Lord. We ask that you continue to touch Brother Andrew, Lord, and that you just keep him in his care. And, oh, God, it was so good to see Jesse yesterday. Thank you for restoring her. Thank you for her being at peace in the name of Jesus. And, Father, for all others who are mourning the loss of a loved one, Lord, we just ask that you touch them in a mighty way. And, Lord, we ask that you be with the Christopher family in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we ask that you restore health to Mother Christopher in the name of Jesus. And, Father, for Mother Oliver's friends who have gone on to be with you, we ask, oh God, for that same kind of peace and comfort. We give you praise, oh God. We call it done. Now we ask you bless our going out and our coming in, and you keep us in your safe keeping. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, my TMC family, I have given you the announcements, and as I always say, you know I just love me some y'all. Now I'm going to put you back in the hands of Minister Cynthia for the benediction. Have a blessed day indeed. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Wilson. The peace of God will suppress all understanding will guard your heart and mind through Christ. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Go out and have an awesome day, everyone. Thank you.